Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Even before some 19,000 St. Louis Public School students started the 2024-2025 school year yesterday, questions have swirled about the district's leadership, its financial stability, and its capacity to get students to and from school. Joining me in studio to talk about all of this is St. Louis Public Radio reporter Lucretia Wimbley. Lucretia, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Elaine.
So before we get to transportation issues in the district, let's talk about what you did yesterday morning. You rode along with a St. Louis family, a mom and her three kids, to school yesterday. Tell me about them.
Sure. So it was a typical morning, like many parents across the school district were experiencing first day of school. I visited a mom, Sybil Naidu, and her three kids. They attend the McKinley Classical Leadership Academy, which is located in the McKinley Heights neighborhood in South St. Louis. She has three kids that attend the school. They're in 6th, 8th, and 10th grade. But the morning routine was pretty regular. People sleepy, their cute little dog Rocco running around barking, who wanted to go to school with them but could not.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about several issues, and one of them is how the district is getting kids to and from school. And I understand that Sybil Naidu and her family, they've been largely unaffected. But can you give the highlights of what these transportation issues are, sort of overall?
Sure. Well, the transportation issues that the St. Louis Public School District has been in the media a lot in recent weeks and months, especially, for is not just the St. Louis Public School District issue. It's something that's been a nationwide issue, especially since the pandemic. And so pretty much within the St. Louis Public School District, some of those issues have included the main vendor that the school district previously had, the Missouri School Bus Company, pulling out of its contract early with the school district, which a few months ago, I think back in March. And so that caused a huge ripple effect within the transportation department for the school district.
We're talking about a problem that started even before this school year began.
Yes, absolutely.
And there was a major blow that happened just this weekend, you know, on the eve of this first day of school yesterday. What was that blow specifically, Lucretia?
Yeah, so the school district had been making some good strides in getting more vendors to come on. For example, First Student had provided 20 buses within the last couple weeks, which was great news. But then over the weekend, Extra Care Services, which is another vendor that the school district is working with to provide transportation, they shared with the district that they wouldn't be able to provide 6 buses, and that impacted 1,000 students across the district.
Mm-hmm. So, Lucretia, what are the range of alternatives that the district is offering?
The transportation officials have been trying to throw any and everything at the wall to see what would stick, pretty much. They've been providing gas cards, bus passes to get kids on public transportation like the Metro. They've put together contracted with different vendors to provide vans, which have decals on them and identifier numbers for parents to recognize the vehicles. Yeah, so those are some of the things that the district is doing.
And is there any sense, I mean, you mentioned earlier the bus driver shortage, and I have a child who takes the bus to school. There were some hiccups even in that district. But with the bus driver shortage since the pandemic, I mean, are there other reasons that St. Louis Public Schools has seen such a crisis around transportation specifically?
Yeah, there's like all types of issues going on. There's magnet schools and people not wanting to go to neighborhood schools. There's charter school issues, and that's a whole different thing from the St. Louis Public School District, of course.
Right.
But there are also just various issues that families face just on a personal level that for whatever reason they may choose to pull out of the schools or pull out of transportation, receiving transportation from the district as a whole.
So today is the second day of this school year. Lucretia, what was attendance like yesterday?
Yeah, so after the school day wrapped up, the current acting superintendent, Millicent Borchade, she said that attendance across the district on Monday was 72% of the projected enrollment, mm-hmm. which is about which means that about 5,000 students did not make it to school
wow.
on the first day.
And that's across K through 12.
Yes, that's across the whole district.
Did Borchade say anything about what they were hoping to do?
Yeah, pretty much. Borchade and other transportation officials from the district just said that they're going to continue working to figure out what works. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much they're describing it as an all hands on deck situation right now. And that pretty much all she had to say yesterday was that they're continuing to learn mm-hmm. and figure it out.
So insofar as other issues are concerned, in late July, the Board of Education placed Superintendent Keisha Scarlett on temporary lead. What is it that we know about why the board did this?
Yeah, so there's been a lot of conversation out in the media and just in the general community about what's going on. There's been people saying that, or speculating that Superintendent Keisha Scarlett was placed on leave because she's mismanaged the district's finances. But according to Board of Education leaders, that's not true at all.
Mm-hmm.
Board Vice President Matt Davis shared with us that, you know, her being placed on leave has nothing to do with finances and that it's merely a personnel decision. Now, that's all he would say.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the board has hired a third party investigator to look into the hiring decisions mm-hmm. that have been made by Keisha Scarlett and the board, who are the source that signs off on the hires for the district.
Right. And when it comes to the hires, there has been criticism because the hires that have been made or who have been made are coming from far outside. Right.
Yeah. So, you know, Scarlett has been criticized for hiring people that came from her school district in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also been some, you know, speculation about why the woman that was hired for the communications director for the school district, why she only stayed around for about 2 months, I believe. And
mm-hmm.
and then we saw on her LinkedIn page that she was no longer hired or that she would no longer be with the district. So
mm-hmm.
there's been a lot of criticism because of that and questions about why exactly
mm-hmm.
there's certain hiring decisions have been made and why certain people aren't sticking around.
Mm-hmm. And St. Louis Mayor Jones said in a statement earlier this month, she in that statement drew connections between Scarlett hiring administrators, as you said, from former district in Seattle. Another thing that we should note here has to do with the St. Louis Public Schools budget. And it went from a surplus of $17 million to a projected $35 million deficit. So as far as some of the problems that we're seeing around transportation, for example, I mean, is it at all a money problem or is it that there is a supply issue?
Sure. So according to the district's chief financial officer, Angie Banks, she explained that the deficit, first of all, is a projection. And so that number could change.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an estimate. The district official said that they are still closing out the last year's finances. And so this is just an estimate. And so according to her, the school district is not losing money, and this deficit will come out of its general fund balance.
Mm-hmm.
And even with this $35 million deficit coming out of the general fund balance, or the fund balance rather, the district will still have around $190 million
to work with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so it's not as bad as it seems, according to what district officials have to say.
Right. Now, another thing that St. Louis Mayor Tishara Jones has done is that she's asked Missouri Auditor Scott Fitzpatrick to launch an audit. What was the result of that request, Lucretia?
Sure. So Mayor Jones definitely requested and has been very vocal about her concerns about the school district's finances and, you know, the $35 million deficit that we just, you know, talked about. But it's not just been her that's reached out or that has been outspoken about, you know, the district's finances and concerns about what's really going on. Other public officials have spoken out, too. And so the Missouri State Auditor, Scott Fitzpatrick, he stepped in and he initiated his office initiated an investigation or an official audit into the district. And they won't just look at finances. They'll look at how the district's hiring practices and their general operations, too. Mm-hmm. But that investigation started last week.
Right. And you did mention the Board of Education VP, Matt Davis, saying that Scarlett's leave has nothing to do with finances. But what is your sense, Lucretia, of what members of the St. Louis Board of Education, others are saying, and where the oversight has been?
Yeah, so I've spoken to at least three or four of the board members at this point, and they seem to be pretty much on the same page regarding this projected $35 million deficit. And when I spoke with them, they all have, you know, said that, oh, Scarlett's leave has nothing to do with finances. This is merely a, you know, quote unquote personnel matter. You know, and we know that they're looking into the hiring practices that have come out of the district. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you can tell us about the interim superintendent, Millicent Borchardt?
Just that she is, she was deputy superintendent before she stepped up into this acting superintendent role now that Keisha Scarlett is placed on a temporary leave. And so, yeah, she's manning the ship at the moment, and she's doing her best to, you know, put out all of these fires that have erupted and answering questions that, you know, have come out of the community and from parents, you know, about transportation.
Right, right. Well, and speaking of parents, something else that you reported on is the expansion of before and after school care in St. Louis public schools. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So the school district, you know, at the school board meeting last week, they shared that this would be the first time in the St. Louis Public School District history that they would be offering before and after care on the first day of school. We published a story, I believe, on Friday about that. And, you know, there were some parents that were concerned that maybe the district was overreaching and that expectations couldn't quite be met and that before and after care would not be offered on the first day of school at all elementary schools. But when I spoke with the district spokesman on Monday, the first day of school, he pretty much doubled down on the fact that, you know, all elementary schools would be providing it. Now, spots would be limited, but that all would be offering it at least beginning on the first day of school.
Mm-hmm. And since we've been talking about dollars and cents, I mean, how much is this program going to cost?
Yes. According to the district, it'll be roughly $2.6 million.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a sense, too, of what families are feeling about this? I mean, are they welcoming the prospect of having this kind of care? Is there any feeling that this, like, it's not enough to sort of make up for all of the other issues that exist?
Sure. Well, parents I spoke with, I can just tell you most recently, especially over the weekend, they're excited about what the district is trying to do, but they are concerned that the district, kind of like I mentioned earlier, will make promises that they may not be able to deliver within a certain timeline that they're saying they'll be able to deliver it in. But parents, generally speaking, seem to be excited and are supportive generally of the school district's efforts to provide before and after care, and certainly, you know, they welcome it and they need before and after care for their kids. You know, families parents have jobs, have other responsibilities. Parents seem to be generally supportive of what the district is doing, but they're looking for transparency and I guess realistic truth.
Right, right. So before we finish up here, I'm going to return briefly to the Board of Education. And you had said that you talked with four or five of those members. Do you get the sense that they are accepting any amount of responsibility or taking some accountability for the district's problems, particularly as it relates to hiring decisions? I mean, the board has to approve those hiring decisions, right?
Yeah, that's right. So there's been one board member, Emily Hubbard, who has spoken out. She's been very vocal on social media and just generally speaking about holding the board accountable, like you mentioned, for signing off on these hires that the public and community members are, you know, criticizing the school district for, and criticizing Keisha Scarlett for. And so Emily Hubbard is pretty much, she is one of those people on the board, one of, if not the only, that I know of at this point in time, who's been very, very vocal about saying, like, hey, you know, we can criticize Scarlett, you know, but I've been complaining about her trying to call attention to her hiring decisions for a while now, and my concerns have fallen on deaf ears, and yet we went ahead and signed off on these hires, you know, and so, you know, we can't sit up here and act like we're not complicit. So, yeah.
Well, I hope the next time we talk that you have some better news, not just because we want to hear good news, but because this ultimately impacts kids and their families.
Absolutely.
Lucretia Wimbley is a reporter with St. Louis Public Radio. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thanks, Elaine.
Today's episode was produced by our executive producer, Alex Hoyer.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.